I don't know if you knew you was coming here this week and you said, I heard the dude is black there, so I'm gonna drop the N-word.
You know,
I'm joking.
Do you know I dropped the N-word this week?
Yeah,
we know, bro. Yup, it's TMZ Verified, the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
I'm Fousey.
First of all, Fousey, dog, you've been here for like 5 minutes and you already got us in trouble twice.
It's already hot.
Like, what the? Is this like your thing, bro?
It's
like,
right now, it's my live stream. Wherever I go, it's hectic.
Crazy.
Everywhere I go, the airport, restaurant, Chicago, doesn't matter. It's been hectic.
Do you keep it on when you sleep?
It's been on for 32 days. Cameras have not cut off.
Nonstop.
I'm trying to do the real life Truman Show where people see my full life and it never turns off.
Oh, fuck with that.
I love it.
So like, before we get into all the internet craziness, because I don't know if you knew you was coming here this week and you said, I heard a dude is black there, so I'm going to drop the N-word.
You know,
I'm joking.
You know I dropped the N-word this week?
Yeah,
we know, bro.
We literally looked at each other this morning. I go, did he know he was coming in this week?
Oh my, I'm still suffering from like the post-traumatic stress of it all.
You know, you were the one that started cancellations on YouTube.
Thank you so much for that.
You were canceled so hard back in the day. I remember you, like, one of the first people to be like majorly
canceled. Exactly. Did you guys talk about it in the TMZ office during the time?
I wasn't working here, but I was in high school and I remember it vividly.
So I talk about this a lot now.
Right.
Cancel culture, when it was being created, was brand new. Mm. So people were finding the power that the mob mentality has. So back then, I got canceled for saying, yes, guys, these comedic pranks on YouTube are staged. I got treated as if I did something to a little child, if that makes sense. Because nowadays, there's TikTokers who do stuff to little children, but they're still on TikTok dancing.
The weird thing about cancellations, too, is like, we won't.
We got
okay. The weird thing about cancellations, too, is there's like way worse shit than what you did.
Exactly what I'm trying to say.
Take me back to that time when you first got canceled. Give us the full rundown if they don't know what we're talking about.
I was sitting in the house that I bought my parents in New Jersey. Life was going good.
Well, shout out to you, bro. You made some bread, bought your parents a house.
Thank you. I made a lot of money mistakes, so that was one of the one smart things I had done at the time. I was laying upstairs, just on my floor on my phone. Instagram, I don't know if, Instagram was a thing when at that time. And then all of a sudden, I see my Twitter blowing up and I'm like, what happened? And I look and this guy who was trying to become big on YouTube found one of my actors from Craigslist, sat him down and did a whole expose. But again, they treated it like he was being interviewed as if I assaulted him.
Right.
Oh my God, so you're telling me Fousey paid you $30 to act in this prank?
It was like a 60-minute sit-down? Is that what you're telling us?
He paid you to pretend to be an Uber driver and he was going to jump into your car? I'm so sorry that happened to you. Anything you need, we got you.
Wait, back up a sec. So you would put out ads on Craigslist being like, hey, I need some actors for this prank I'm doing.
All YouTube pranks were fake.
All of them.
I learned from the greatest pranksters on YouTube how to do it. I wasn't the first one to do it. So once I got into the inner circle, I literally helped them film their pranks. And I saw how their managers hired the people, how they did it. But the thing is, I thought they weren't good directors. I'm a theater arts major. I'm a good director.
Okay.
So I would tell the person how to act, how to react, what nuances to do with their face.
A full-on production.
Say. Full-on production. That's why my pranks were top tier.
Right.
And I would put out an ad on Craigslist. At first, I used to just walk up to random people in public and be like, can I put you in my YouTube video?
That's what's going on.
Then I started getting too well known.
Yeah.
So I put an ad on Craigslist, need actors for this short we're filming. We'll be on YouTube. We'll be viral. 30 minutes of your time. They come, we film, $30, they're gone.
So you posted your first YouTube video when? What year was that?
March 25th of 2011.
2011. So from 2011, when did you feel like the cancellation really took hold for you?
The cancellation really took over about 2016 when I became the hottest on YouTube. Yeah.
And you're saying that everyone else was also, all the pranksters were doing this. You're just the only one who got canceled.
I got so tired of defending myself and getting arguments with Keemstar every day and all this stuff that I finally posted a YouTube video with no guidance and nobody around me, a 45-minute rant about, yes, my pranks are fake. In doing so, thinking that all the other pranksters would come out and say, he's right, they're fake. All the other pranksters came out and said, that's so sad, it's so unfortunate, I'm sorry his pranks are fake, but ours are real.
Damn.
Until this day, people think their pranks are real and their pranks are faker than mine.
So you got secrets.
Here's the question though, but at any point were you like situating your YouTube videos up for people to believe that they were real? Were you just putting out content? Like, this is the content. Whether y'all believe it or not, that's up on y'all.
That was the premise, because right. It's like, whatever you believe it or not. Yeah. But also the caveat to it all is, whether it was fake or not, you're freaking entertained. You're having fun. You're leaving a comment saying this is the hardest you and your family has laughed in months. Right. So because you found out, oh my God, camera, Hollywood, that the person was acting their reaction, all of a sudden you don't like it.
I feel like, I don't know if y'all know this, but most shit on TV,
they don't know it. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I'm like, a lot
they
of people.
They don't be surprised.
Like, but yeah. Back then it was like, oh, everything on YouTube is real because you guys weren't even influencers. Like, no one was influencers
yeah, no,
yet.
Yeah.
Like it was just like all these people posting in their houses.
Yeah, so I think I was literally one of the first cancellations on the internet.
That's
but
what
But you know
I
what? It's been 13 years and I'm still here on Team Z Verified.
There we go.
There on
we
period,
go.
Poo.
Period, Poo. Yo, what would you say is the most you ever made in a single, like, stretch of time from YouTube? What do you think that biggest check
I'll
was?
Tell you my highest month.
Tell me.
On YouTube that month, it was like 350,000. And then after that, it was, I think altogether with all my income, probably 500,000 for the month. But I've lost all my money and I went broke.
Yeah, take us back to that. Because at the beginning of this, you literally go, yeah, the thing I messed up on was my money.
Yeah.
Take me through that.
So I was young. Mm-hmm. My introduction to money, I had no financial literacy. So my introduction to money was big. So all I knew is money's forever. Money's easy. Life wasn't hard for me. So when my dad's telling me to prepare for the hard times, I'm like, what hard times? Like, I believe in manifestation. This is always going to come for me. So instead of saving money, instead of investing, instead of buying property, instead of giving it out to my family, instead of helping those in need, I bought Ferraris, I bought Rolexes, I bought this, I bought that. Stuff that does not matter at the end of the day, but I was trying to fill the empty void that was inside me. Right. So when it was all said and done, after July 15th, the incident with Drake, after everything, I had no money left.
Drake. Let's talk about that situation too, because that was a whole thing.
It still is to this day. Do you know that?
Yeah, people talk. When I think of you, I think about the cancellation and the Drake thing.
People
let's go through it.
Talk to me.
So I really want to start from obviously the beginning, mm-hmm. but when it came to how much this blew up, it's insane.
So I'm going to give you a long story in a very condensed version.
All right, we like that.
I sneak into Drake. In 1 week, I rent out the Greek Theater. I team up with Live Nation. I pay artists from all over the country to come and perform at what I was calling the next Coachella.
Right.
It was going to be like a Royal Rumble. There was going to be a timer on screen, 10, 9, 8. You don't know who's coming out. Mm-hmm. Their hit song comes out at zero. They come out. Okay. The headliner was going to be Drake. Mm-hmm. The night before the event, I sneak into Delilah where Drake was at. I'm going through all the celebrities of LA. It felt like a Illuminati-like party.
Wow.
And then... You guys are looking at
each other. He goes, I go into Delilah. They
well, I
drinking
hear Illuminati,
baby blood.
Delilah,
all the celebrities there.
Drake.
So
like,
there was a lot of celebrities there.
Okay.
Ooh.
At the end of the night, everybody's gone, but there's one big entourage. It's Drake's entourage. Right, they're all dancing to his music. I don't see Drake all night. For the first time of the night, the crowd splits. I see Drake. I stand there and I get ready. His dad walks past me. I met his dad when I was in the Tyler Perry movie premiere.
Yeah,
he was too lit to know what I was talking about, so I let him keep going. The guy who was guiding his dad was behind him. I stop him. I go, can I tell you something? He goes, yeah. I give him a motivational speech of the century, but I'm manic at the time. I go, I'm the next Tony Robbins. The only difference is my name is Yusuf Salarakat. I'm going to give a speech tomorrow that has more eyes on it than the president has. I'm going to change the world. I'm going to end racism. I was on one.
Okay.
At the end of it, though, he looks at me and he goes, yo, that's all fire. But how did you know my name? I said, brother, I've never met you a day in my life. I've never even seen your face. If my name came out of, if your name came out of my mouth, God did that. He goes, whoa, whoa.
Thinking you just did something spiritual.
Thinking I just did something. He walks away. I see him take the words that I put into his ear and whisper into Drake's ear for like 5 minutes. The guy walks back to me. Drake's behind him. The guy shakes my hand. He goes, we'll be there tomorrow. Take my number. And apparently he's like that guy in the industry who like does shit like this. So, shakes my hand, takes my number, save it under God's plan. Drake says goodbye
save
to
it under God's wait. Plan. Take me back. Wait, he saved it under God's
I
plan?
I saved it under God's
did?
Plan. I did.
Got it.
Drake says bye to, Jake says bye to Joel Embiid right in front of me. Daps him. Drake's face is like right here. I don't say anything. I just stand there. Drake walks out the club. The next morning, I text a picture of Drake's face on the flyer. It says scene.
Right.
It doesn't say don't send it. It doesn't say cease and
desist. Insinuating that Drake's going to be there is what you're saying.
It doesn't say don't post this. It doesn't say cease and desist. It doesn't say what are you doing? Mm. So I sent another one. I'm so excited for you guys to be there tonight.
Okay.
No response throughout the whole day. As I'm driving to the event, my girlfriend calls me crying. I go, what's wrong? She goes, somebody called in a bomb threat. Your event is canceled.
Damn.
So that next week, obviously Drake's team goes on the internet. Drake had no intention of being at the event. We don't know who this YouTuber is. We're sorry that our name was involved in this, obviously. So the internet spun it. Fousey's a liar. He's a narcissist. He's manipulative. He never met Drake. He called in his own bomb threat. He's psycho, da da da. Till this day.
So you took those scenes as, oh yeah, he's going to be there.
100%.
Okay.
If you're with this artist and I post a picture that he's going to be there, you're going to tell me that I'm going to get a cease and desist in a couple of minutes.
Right, right. But at no point did nobody reach out and say, nah, we ain't coming. Don't
every single
image.
Text scene, every single text. And I'm sending full-blown texts. I'm so excited. You guys are going to change the world. You're going to break the internet. This is going to be huge. All of that.
Yeah. Do you know who? So you said it was a bomb threat. Who sent them? Do you know?
I don't know. But what I think, first of all, the event was massive.
It was crazy.
Okay. On the internet. Massive. So there's a lot of eyes on it. Secondly, I invited a live streamer. A live streamer that has like a negative audience, and his audience does something that's called doxing. That's where you call in to some place and be like, yo, like let's say had they had my address. Mm-hmm. Yo, there's a guy in his apartment right now and he's holding three kids hostage.
Right.
The cops break in.
Got it.
So he was at the event. Somebody called in. There's a live stream. There's a bomb threat at the Greek Theater. They evacuated the whole event. So lost all my money. Lost every single dollar. Never got a second chance. Never got my word out there. Got blackballed from the industry. And yeah, had to struggle and grind since then.
Yeah, when I think about the Drake incident, I think about the video of you standing up, basically
on top of the car. Manic. I was manic.
You said you was manic, bro. Like, what was going? And again, I know in that moment you said you were manic, of course. How did you, in retrospect, when you look back and watch that video, how do you feel about the shit that went down?
I wish I had people around me who could have told me not to do what I was doing.
Yeah.
The thing in my career, the first time I had a lot of yes men. So yeah. I had a lot of people who were just happy to be along for the ride.
Yeah.
When it's good, it's good. When it's bad, they're out. Mm-hmm. And there was nobody, everybody was enabling me.
Yeah.
Now this is all on me. I took the Adderall. I abused my pills. I messed up. It's me. But if you are asking me what I would have different, in retrospect, I wish I had people around me. Because now I have people in my life. If I'm ever about to do anything, let's say I was about to put my foot on this table, my audience would stop me immediately and say, no, that's rude.
Yeah.
They care about me.
Dog, I go to...
By the way, I pray I get to meet Drake one day and tell him the story. He doesn't like me.
Because my, do you know he doesn't like you?
My stupid ass... Right? Can I cuss?
Yeah, you can say whatever.
My stupid ass doubles down a couple years later and does a Drake impersonation prank where I got
damn,
a Drake look like, which Drake hates, by the way. He hates being impersonated.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I was about to say, we knew that because we know fake Drake.
I put Drake in the car. It was better than fake Drake, though. That, the fake Drake is
he
like Drake off Wish. The Drake that I got was Xavier. I put him in the car. I did the prank, posted it. Ended up deleting it, and Drake's team got really upset.
Did they reach out to you at all?
No, but word got back to me.
Damn, man.
So he does not like me at all.
Okay.
But one day, I don't want to do it for clout.
Right, right.
I don't want to do it for fame.
One-on-one.
I want to do it to get my truth, my closure. I want to talk to this man eye to eye and tell him the story. That's all I want. Yeah. I don't want anything else.
Interesting.
So one of the things that I feel like, at least for me, like when I move, are you from, you're from Jersey, right?
I'm from the Bay Area.
Oh, you're from the Bay Area. All right. So I'm not from the West Coast at all, bro. Like I'm from Philly. So I feel like when I moved over here, I got so clouded by like the craziness of Los Angeles. Like,
of course.
I stopped going to therapy. I stopped like taking care of myself like personally. Do you feel like that kind of,
100%.
That's kind of what happened with you?
So the last 9 months I was in the deepest depression ever. I lost to Deji. A KSI's brother in a boxing match and it spiraled me and I couldn't get out of it, and I spent 9 months building and building and building, but once I started this subathon I'm on, I became number 8 in the world live streamers. I'm competing with Kai Cenat, who's the god of live streaming. So I stopped going to the gym, stopped eating healthy, stopped prioritizing sleep, stopped meditating. So it's funny because all the stuff that I need to do in order to do this live stream, I've stopped doing.
Yeah.
That's why right now my energy is so low. People think I'm on drugs all the time because of how high my energy is.
Right.
I sat 2 hours of sleep last night at 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. and now I'm here.
Damn, bro,
when you fought Digi, like obviously that was a thing.
No, no, no. You're thinking of Slim.
Slim. Sorry.
That's the first one. Deji okay. was 2022. Not as bad.
Okay. No, okay. Did you?
You saw Deji?
Yes.
You think it was bad?
She goes, just as bad.
Was it that bad? Because
you lost, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, am I crazy?
She goes, no, bro.
No, I remember it. No, I'm talking about that one. When you did that fight, specifically Deji, that's when you changed your whole life around. Walk me through that.
In 2021, life is going good, or so it seemed to the outside world. I was gaining my name back.
Okay.
I went from, because I had a Ferrari, sold it. I got a Toyota CHR. I finally went back up to a Tesla. So life was going up. My book came out. I was doing good. And then I go on a reality show, and Bryce Hall knocks me out because I'm blacked out drunk.
The Kean Lawley.
Kean Lawley and JC Kalen. I go to reality house. I get knocked out. I go to rehab. Spend 30 days in rehab. I get clean off of alcohol, weed, sex, antidepressants, anxiety medication, vaping, everything, even bad food. Mm. So I turn all that into a health kick because I had to get addicted to something else. Okay. So I became a machine. I was running 13 miles a day. I was screaming like I was David Goggins. I was going like crazy in a good way. I was mentally and spiritually so damn strong. Yeah. But I still had all that resentment from July 15th. Mm. I still had all that resentment from the world saw me on the biggest stage. Every time I had the most eyes on me, I would ruin my name. July 15th, Reality House, the list goes on and on and on. So I said, I want to introduce the world to the new Fousey. How do I do that? Deji wants to fight you. My friend Alex Wasabi just beat Deji. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll fight him. Train, 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 ego, ego, ego. I can't box, but I could get into crazy shape. I have one of the best bodies on any YouTuber that's not a fitness influencer. When I do work out. So I get into crazy shape, I'm ready. And it was my way to show the world who I was. But the way I explained it in therapy for so long afterwards, the fight was basically the final act for Fousey, the final act for my ego. Fousey died that night. Fousey walked in with music blaring for him, everybody booing him, millions of eyes watching him, has his moment, gets his ass beat, gets humbled. He died that night. I had no idea who Yusuf was after that moment.
Damn.
So basically, then did you fight was like after Reality House, you were like, this is my last chance to like really
prove myself. That year that I spent rebuilding myself. So in sobriety, they say you're not supposed to do anything drastic in your work for a year and you're not supposed to date for a year. Damn. I did both in the same year of my first year of sobriety.
Because I remember on Reality House, you obviously take us back to that. So you go on Reality House. This is a full house full of
So my career, like I'm looking for a moment.
Right.
And I get invited to be back on Reality House as a surprise guest with Tana Mojo, Bryce Hall. I'm like, I'm in there.
Right.
Like swimwear. No,
as they're driving me to the mansion, which was supposed to be 2 hours away, ended up being 4 hours away, I get antsy in the car. So I call my assistant. I go, where'd you leave the gallon of Fireball? She tells me in the trunk. So I start swigging. Everybody in the car is like, yo, are you good? I'm like, oh, don't worry. I'm just getting a bit loose.
No good story ever starts.
4 hours later, we show up. I'm drunk.
Okay.
Drunk.
When you walk in the house.
Right when I walk in the house. They take me into the screen where they do the testimonials.
Right, yeah.
And everything I say, the producers are laughing. They're laughing at me, of course, but I think they're laughing with me.
Right.
So I drink more and more and more. By the time I walked out to do the first challenge, and by the way, all my anxiety that I was drinking for, Tana Mojo's not going to like me. Bryce Hall's not going to like me. No one's going to like me. They're going to get me mad that I'm there. As soon as I walk out, they were elated to see me.
So then you're in the house, you're drunk, you show up drunk, and then how did the fight with Bryce Hall happen? This was the biggest thing on the internet. Yeah. Huge. I remember.
Everything Fousey does is the biggest thing on the internet.
I love that you always bounce back.
I talk shit here. And I say that on my live stream. On my live stream, I literally look at the camera because I've gone to so many different cities. I'm going to Toronto this weekend. I just got back from Chicago. So whenever I'm doing something, I look at the camera and I say, your favorite streamer's in his bedroom right now complaining about his sore neck. Hey, we talk shit here. Because I feel like it's not shit if you can back it up.
Right.
If you're resilient. Shit, but you I bounce back.
It up,
yeah, bro.
Get out of here.
Do it, though.
I back all my shit up. I'm 33 now. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. So me and Bryce were obviously having an ego battle. Whose dick is bigger?
Right.
I'll beat you up. No, I'll beat you up.
Because
we both had losses in boxing. later on that night, I'm blacked out. I'm a menace. I'm terrorizing everybody. Everybody. Like, so disrespectfully. The producers come up to me and go, yo, they need you in that room. So I go to the room and I see the entire cast doing a testimonial about how they feel about Fousey. You see my reaction in the show, walk in and go, oh, Fousey's this, Fousey's that, Fousey's this. So I walk up behind them, my dumbass. In the greatest, like, I've made a lot of mistakes, but the one thing my mom always says is, Yusuf, remember, you only hurt yourself. You've never hurt anybody else. So what was the worst thing you've done? Fake the prank, you hurt nobody else. And I never had even the drink incident.
Right.
I lost all the money.
Right, I
gave out 5,000 tickets for free. Nobody lost a dollar.
Right.
But this night, I went to a girl and, you know, talk to the hand. Talk to the hand. And I put my two fingers on her forehead.
Okay.
And it was over.
That's what I'm talking about. So then Bryce came in hot.
Came in hot. And we're talking, and then in a rage, I look at him and say, I actually promised Bryce I would never talk to him about him after this incident, so I want to stop after this. Okay. And I said, Bryce, you're lucky I don't tell the whole world what I know about you.
Yeah.
In that moment, were you, obviously you're blackout, but in that moment, did you know this is bad, as bad as when you saw it?
No, I didn't. I was blacked out. Yeah. I wake up the next morning, pocket in my phone in my pocket, jeans on, confused, on the couch, head hurting, jaw hurting.
Remember a thing.
I go up to the producers, cross-eyed. Yo, where's my bed?
Not cross-eyed, bro.
You said you were involved in a physical altercation last night. We're sending you home. Damn. What do you mean I was involved in a physical altercation? Fousey, you got in a fight with Bryce Hall. Bryce, that's my brother. Don't worry, we were just drunk. We party, because we did party together all the time.
Right.
We party together all the time. Let me talk to him. No, Yusuf, for sending you home.
Yeah. Okay.
I know you said you didn't want to talk about Bryce anymore, but are y'all, y'all cool now?
We literally just made up this 2 weeks ago in Nashville.
What was that conversation like, though? Who bit the bullet? Was it you?
No. So we had been made up.
Gotcha.
For years. I was on the H3 podcast recently. Shout out to the H3 fam. And we talked about it.
Right.
Bryce caught wind of it, but he caught it out of context. So he tweeted at me publicly, cussing me out again. So I said something, he said something, I said something. So he saw me in Nashville. I walk up to him and he goes, I just want to apologize for what I said on Twitter. I saw the full clip in context and I'm sorry. And I gave him a kiss and we moved on.
Damn.
So you guys are friends now.
Yeah.
I love that.
Wow.
Happy ending. I love it.
Yeah,
I like happy
that. I respect that. We grown, we're getting a little growner now. Like, 33, bro. It's time for you to, like, you know.
I like your new venture. One thing about you, you're always gonna have a new venture.
No, you know what's funny? So I feel like I'm adopted from the internet because people have seen me fuck up so many times. I've reached the highest of the highs.
Yeah.
Like, I walked so Logan Paul and Jake Paul could run, you know?
No, like, you did.
And the internet has seen me ruin it so many times. So this time with this subathon, the entire internet is working together to make sure Yusuf is good and secure. They hear my mom on the phone, on speaker, every day on the live stream. Literally, Yusuf, I can't handle another episode. Yusuf, please don't. Yusuf, are you okay? Are you getting proper rest? Are you eating? Yusuf, are you okay? Are you doing anything bad? No girls, right? No drugs, right? You're good. She's terrified. Terrified. So the entire internet's supporting me and picking me up right now. G7 times H3 for life.
Right. But this is like your new thing. It seems to be going and it's spectacular.
Working. So the thing I always said, and I'm sorry to anybody on this podcast that I come off as obnoxious to or arrogant. In life, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else is going to believe in you. You have to believe in yourself and your dream and be your number one biggest fan before you can ever get anybody else to support you. That's literally how it has to be. So I can't sit up here and give you guys a fake humble. I am humble. I pray to God every day. I pray 5 times a day. I'm very grateful. But I also am adamant and stand up and, you know, defend myself now. And what everybody always says, because I was about to drive for Uber this year. I'll tell you guys that story. What everyone always says is, you're a Fousey tube. When you figure out what you want to do, you're going to do it. There's never been a time where I put my mind to something and didn't excel in it. I didn't understand what Twitch was. This year, during this subathon,
I
learned what Twitch was. I learned how to gain traction. I learned how to get attention. I learned how to create and curate a positive family. Now we're number 8 in the world. In English-speaking channels, number 13 worldwide.
But I like that when you fall, you get right back up.
Not right back up. It takes time.
But at some point you do. Like, I like that about when I think of you, you know, I've been watching you for
It's the comeback story. Yeah. I do that because growing up on Dosa Fusi daily vlogging, they were kids when they were watching me. Mm-hmm. Now all those kids are adults. So all those kids that used to comment, depression isn't real, anxiety isn't real, you're faking it, you're weak, all message me now, Yusuf, I'm so sorry I didn't understand your struggles back then. Right. I'm going through the same thing now and I love you and I'm there for you.
Right. All those supporters still with
you. So I try to inspire, like at the end of the day, if you look at my Instagram right now, it doesn't say YouTuber, doesn't say live streamer, doesn't say actor, even though Tyler Perry put me in his movies. It says motivational speaker.
So you said you almost drove for Uber this year. No shade to the Uber drivers out there.
No shade at all.
I used to Instacart. I did like Lyft at one point. I didn't did it all, but you said you were.
So I lost my confidence after Deji. I couldn't make eye contact with a woman. I literally, I was depressed. Yeah. I was smoking cigarettes. I was unhappy. I was overweight. I was really down bad. Didn't know what to do. Literally, I had no skills.
Yeah.
My theater arts major wasn't gonna get me anything of a job. I didn't have any referrals I could reach out to because I was blackballed. Right. So I had to literally swallow my pride and ego and say, how am I gonna put food on my table to support me and my dog? So I was gonna move out of the house that I'm in right now, apartment, move in with my parents in San Diego, get my personal training certification, become a personal trainer at the gym next to us, and drive for Uber. Right. Look how crazy life works.
Life is weird.
I sign up for Uber. My license is suspended.
Damn.
So I would have started immediately, but I couldn't.
But you couldn't.
So I had to wait until I could. During that waiting period, guess what I did?
What?
Started this subathon.
I feel that. It's crazy.
God is great.
Yeah, right.
God is great.
Meant to be. Yeah. So the subathon. You're live 24 hours a day?
I'm live right now. My assistant's in the car right now recording.
How long is this going to go on, you think?
The entire year.
Entire year?
I'm going to spend New Year's in the Maldives.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to celebrate with them in the Maldives. I'm trying to become number one in the world.
What about when you go to the bathroom? Do you take it or do you leave it in another room?
They watch me shower. They watch me shower with shorts on. It's actually the best part of the stream because I dance.
All right, so are you not getting no play during this time? Like, what's the status on that?
There's ways.
You can't be hitting that. And then
you can't, but I've been celibate.
Oh, you just hear us.
I've been celibate for a year.
Oh, okay.
I've been celibate for a year. So there's none of that.
None of that.
But I kiss girls. And I've done that. I just turn the camera away or I put it on hold for a second, pause it for a second. Do our thing and then come back.
And they're aware that they're on live stream.
I fart. I do everything. I pray on stream. I do everything.
Okay.
So one of the things you told us when we
By the way, my live stream is on twitch.tv.
Oh yeah, / tell us people where to find you.
Go on twitch.tv/Fusi at any time, no matter what time you're watching this podcast. Even if you watch it a month from now, go to twitch.tv/Fusi. You will see my cameras on, and it is one of the most entertaining, thoroughly entertaining streams on the internet, and it's getting rave reviews. It's been reacted to by Aiden Ross, Kai Sinat, XQC, Rice Gum, Amaranth was on my stream, Nadia was on my stream, Roman Atwood donated 500 gifted. It's getting support from everybody on the internet right now.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
The N-word incident.
Oh, I didn't even have to bring it up.
Devin Haney just replied.
So, walk us through this, bro. So it was you chilling in your room. You got the music blasting. J. Cole's in the background. What song was it?
Okay, so my favorite artist is J. Cole. I've gone to every single J. Cole concert, front row, middle seat.
Right.
Word for word, bar for bar. He changed my life. That's the guy I really want to meet.
Right.
People think I'm obsessed with Drake.
Yeah.
They have no idea about
I'm obsessed with J. Cole.
My stan mentality for J. Cole.
Yeah.
Jermaine, I want to meet you one day. I hope to get to talk to you one day, man. I met him before.
Where? Yeah.
I won a contest for a radio show and I was got to meet him backstage and talk to him.
Oh,
word. Anyways, whenever I rap his songs, he drops the N-word a lot. But my stream knows I change the N-word to either Arab, streamer, or brother. So I'm having a really, really, really stressed out weekend in Chicago. I got slapped by a girl. Like, it was crazy on stream. So I'm stressed. So I'm finally like, guys, let's have a moment together.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what we're going through, we're all going to get through it. Let's listen to Love Yours together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's love ourselves. Let's love our lives. So I sit on the bed. I'm multitasking. I'm on the phone. Da, da, da. As soon as I get back consciousness and look up and start singing the lyric, it just rolls out of my tongue like a fruit roll-up. I start punching my bed. Mm-mm. I start screaming. I break down in full-blown tears and hysteria. People are like, bro, you just said that. First of all, I would never. That's just not my character. Yeah. It's not my word to use. I don't, because there was a lot of arguments about, is it allowed? Is it not allowed? I was like, no, it's not allowed for me personally.
Right.
But I was crying because my mom made me promise her I wasn't going to get canceled. I wasn't going to have another episode. So I literally was envisioning the call when I had to call my mom and say, mama, it's over. I have to move back in with you. Because the internet, like you said, vilifies me for the little things that I do. Right. I just said the N-word. Fousey Tube just dropped the N-word at 33 years old. In my mind, my career was over. Subathon was over. F the TMZ podcast. They're not inviting me anymore. So I had to sit and process the moment.
I thought you were prepping for the podcast. This morning I go, did you see that?
No, it went viral. It went stupid viral. Devin Haney just replied to it. Tristan Tate just replied to it. But it went viral of people saying like, poor kid, like what the hell? Relax, you're okay. We're not mad at you.
I mean, it's not great.
It's not.
Oh yeah, no. I was just like, what the? But I think I can appreciate you at least acknowledging that, damn, I just did some fucked
here's
up
the
shit.
Reason
like,
too,
immediately acknowledge
here's
it.
The reason, too. After my most recent stint in a mental health hospital, I had this woman named Susie helping me. And Susie always said, the way through this is to build yourself as a man through your characters and your values. So when I did that, that's not a representation of my character.
Right.
I don't care what they think of me. Psycho, narcissistic for Drake. But you're not going to knock down my character. I know how I was raised. I know how my parents raised me. And that's not in my character. So the fact that people were going to see wind of this out of context, because people were obviously going to clip it, not showing me hitting the bed, but me just rapping, dropping the N-word. So somebody seeing that would be like, imagine you wake up, you're on your feed, you see me rapping, just dropping the N-word. No apology.
Canceled. Don't know this. Psych, I won't say the word.
People were laughing. People were laughing. They were like, how the hell did he have a PR team apology ready 10
it's
seconds?
So quick, right?
No. I tweeted immediately. I took accountability.
Yeah.
My team posted it that next morning, not to promote it, but to show like, here's the full context. I'm not running. I'm not hiding.
Right.
I did this and I'm sorry.
So you talked about like in that moment, you were like, damn. One, you were pissed off because you said the word. You know, you shouldn't have said that shit. But you were also like, damn, I got to call my mom and explain that I did some messed up shit, potentially spiral into something else. But what do you do in those moments? So even outside the whole N-word incident, like when you feel like, yo, I could be spiraling or even
can I give you a genuine answer what I do?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
I get on my hands and knees and pray to God.
I feel that.
I prayed before the Deji fight and I said, because I finally got connected to God in my personal life.
Yeah.
And I prayed before the Deji fight and I said, if I win, may I use the win for good and may I continue to pray for you. Mm. And if I lose, may I still continue to pray for you and trust the process. So when it happened, they saw me on live stream, make wudu, go pray. And I literally said in my prayer, if I'm canceled, good. It was meant to be. Yeah. If I'm not, thank you. It was meant to be. And that way I can get resolved.
Do your black friends call you and be like, bro, what the fuck?
No, Mike, he called me and he said, you have the pass.
I don't think you got the pass.
Well, that's what he said.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't say it.
I don't
it.
Know black friend.
I didn't say it, but he called me Dean the Great. Shout out Dean the Great.
Now you're going to shout out his whole name so motherfuckers could be in his comments like,
they know.
Dean the Great.
They hear it. They hear it all the time. He always gives me the pass.
Do you think you'll ever fight again?
No.
Never.
No. I mean, I created Happy Punch Promotions. It's the biggest, company, media company. It's the TMZ of influencer boxing. Right. So I left my imprint on, and I'm much better off on the camera for boxing events anyway. So I got hired by DAZN now to do all the interviews and stuff.
I think that's smart.
You said earlier that you kind of got clean of everything in recent months, like, you know, drugs, women, all the essentially like the toxins of fucking life. But you also mentioned that you stopped like antidepressants and things like that. How are you managing your...
I'm back on.
You're back on right now.
After the Deji fight and my 9 months of hell, I had to go to a mental health hospital. I'm on medications. Don't fix what's not broken.
Right.
I'm going to stay on my medications this time.
Are you sober? California sober?
So I'm not going to say I'm sober. I've been sober from alcohol for 2 years. Since September 15th of 2021. That's my sobriety
since
day.
Since that day.
Yeah, since that day, literally. But I'm not going to talk about my opinions on California sober because I know that my audience, actually, there's a lot of people who are in recovery who watch me because they love that I'm vocal and give them a voice.
Yeah.
So I have a position to uphold. So regardless of what my opinions are, I'm not going to influence anybody else's decision based on my opinion.
Yeah, I feel that. But you're clear of all the no alcohol for you.
Yeah.
What? And I'm always
curious. Never drink alcohol again in my life. I don't need it. That's why I always say your favorite streamer needs alcohol to have as much riz as me.
Mm. Do you feel like, I know you said early in your career, you felt like you needed in a lot of instances like liquid courage. Is that kind of where it came from?
Oh, yeah. But the problem with me is it's not I was an alcoholic to the point where I wake up in the morning and I'm like, where's my booze? When I did drink, even if it was once a month, I would drink to excess and I would black out. Yeah. You're not supposed to black out as every time you drink. And every time I drank, I started Fousey too because I got blacked out drunk at a San Jose State Delta Upsilon fraternity party and got knocked out by two football players. Right. So every time I ever drank in life, misery followed me. So what's the solution? Stop drinking alcohol.
And it all together, yeah.
Okay, so no alcohol. You're sober. No more fights.
No more fights.
Your main focus right now is the stream then.
I want to become number one in the world.
Okay, so that's the goal.
I want to become. So when I first started this subathon, I was manifesting and jokingly saying, I'm going to be the number one most subscribed IRL streamer. Yeah. So consistent. That means not the just chatting people, but people who do IRL, traveling the world. I'm the best at that. No one can top me. But then my audience was like, Yusuf, dream bigger. Be number one in the world. So I'm trying to become number one this year, and I'm also trying to win Breakout Artist of the Year next year at this Twitch Awards.
Got it. Love it.
How do you, I think about this every time anybody says, like, I'm celibate. How do you make the decision?
It wasn't planned.
All right. Talk to me, because I imagine that shorties are like, so you're not going.
So I have, I actually have a very, very, very big thing about a relationship with sex.
Gotcha.
And it's in my book. I talk about it. It's very personal. So there's already a stigma relationship there. But after I broke up with my ex last year, I just didn't. I didn't have the confidence to.
Right.
I spent the year in and out of mental health hospitals, Peru for ayahuasca, living with my sister on the East Coast. So the opportunity didn't even present itself.
Wait.
And I didn't even get my...
Depression makes like... And I always tell people, I'm like, when you go through like bouts of depression or anything mental, the sex drive, you don't even have.
So I actually went to my therapist because I didn't have a morning boner for months.
Right. It's crazy, man.
It was the most
You think something is like wrong.
It was
with
the
you.
Most devastating feeling in the entire world.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then I didn't have confidence up until recently. Now my Riz game is fucking crazy.
But you're single right now, but I'm guessing, especially with this Twitch thing, there's girls near more than ever.
I was on a date with a girl in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Another girl hijacked the date to give me a Diet Coke. They got in a fight. Next day I go on a date with another girl. The other girl who got her date hijacked showed up on the date and caused that girl to leave. It's crazy.
Well, because they want to get on the live stream.
Back then, they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. Back, they all on me.
Got it.
Literally, when
you say my Riz game is crazy?
My Riz game.
I thought you said my Riz game.
I'm when you're... When you're popular, clouded on the internet, everybody wants to be your friend. When you're not, nobody's hitting you up. But back then, I didn't understand that. Now I understand the game. So when a woman streamer calls me up, my God, Fousey, can I stream with you?
Yeah.
I say, yeah, but I know what the fuck is going on.
You know what's up. You know what's up. Is there anything that you wouldn't do on the internet? Like motherfuckers are doing OnlyFans, which no shade, I'd say.
OnlyFans.
If I was not on TMZ, I would be on OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
You would not do OnlyFans?
No. OnlyFans, drink alcohol, anything like sexually explicit. Anything that disrespects any like marginalized group of people. Yeah.
So if somebody hit you up and they said, Fousey, we got this OnlyFans scene for you, bruh, guaranteed $500,000.
They could come up to me, and I swear to God, right hand on chest, nobody has to believe me. They can come up to me and say, $500 million to take a shot of alcohol. I'm not taking that shot of alcohol.
I feel that.
It's dedication.
So walk me through what's next for Fousey, though.
Okay. So look, I was blackballed.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kanye West said, they tried to blackball me. They forgot about two things. My black balls. I don't have black balls.
Oh, no.
Here I go
again.
Here I go again. I ain't got it like that. But I was blackballed. I got kicked out of CAA. An agent did me so dirty that they never gave me another chance. Nobody wanted to work with me. I've always said I don't want the money again because I learned materialism doesn't mean shit.
Yeah.
That's never going to fill the void in your heart. Nah. Buy as many Ferraris as you want. Buy as many Rolex as you want. Yeah. It doesn't mean shit at the end of the day. Right. This chain right here, fake, $60.
Damn.
This right here is fake, $60. So I just said I wanted to make enough money so when I meet my wife and I do want to get married,
right,
I can go up to her husband because as an Arab, you have to go up to her dad and you have to ask for her hand in marriage. And when he asks me, how are you going to financially support my daughter? I want to be able to have an answer for him.
Confidently.
So I'll tell you guys my dreams. If they don't know your dreams, they can shoot them down. So don't shoot them down. I want G7 to become the next big thing. Mm-hmm. I think we are doing what the Nelk boys did, but we're doing it in a positive manner.
Gotcha.
And we have a positive momentum. We were just in Chicago. God put us in contact with a homeless man eating a pizza. Mm-hmm. He now has a house to live. We did that. He now has a house to live. He now has fresh clothes. He now is going to get, I can't say what we're doing for his teeth yet. Yeah, no, that's a surprise. Mm-hmm. We're changing his life. The other day, there was a mom on the street came up to me with her two kids, take a picture. During the picture, she joked and said, it's $1,000 to take a picture with my son. I said, what's your Cash App? Sent her $1,000. The other day I was at Walmart and the cashier, somebody donated on the speaker and said, give this $500 to the cashier. Cashier got excited. I looked at the phone, he only sent $5. So I myself took out $500 and gave it to him. The reason I say all this is to say, I always told God, you gave it to me the first time, I didn't know what to do with it. Give it to me again and watch what I do. So I'm doing everything that I didn't do the first time this time. So I want to give back. I want to help. I want G7 to take over the world. I want it to be a multi-million dollar brand and operation.
Right.
I want there to be employees. I want to have a production studio. I want to have merchandising. I want this to go global. I want to sit next to J. Cole while wearing a G7 jersey.
Right.
You guys don't know what G7 is?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
It's your like brand.
Of course.
Okay.
It's the name of my audience, but why?
Greatest.
Oh, I was thinking like a G6.
Close your eyes, both of you.
All right, okay. Closed.
It's game 7 of the NBA Finals. Your team is down by 2 points. A 3 wins it. You're playing for the Grizzly Bears. The coach looks at you and says, Wild, Stephanie, 2 different times. The ball's coming to you. What are you going to do in that moment? Are you going to trip on your shoelaces and let your entire city down and the entire TMZ office down? Or are you going to hit that 3-pointer because it's a mother effing parade in your city?
Honestly, bro, knowing myself, I'm tripping and I'm fucking.
I'm going to go, who plays basketball?
Okay, that would mean you guys are G6 energy.
Oh, we're not G7 damn. Energy.
If you made the shot, you have G7. It's like Mamba mentality with Kobe.
So is it the taking the shot or making the shot? Because I'll take
it's
the
taking
shot.
It.
I can't guarantee it's you, brother, both, I'm making the
it's
shot.
It's both, because if you take the shot, you're going to make the shot because you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Let's go.
So
right
it's
there.
Taking the shot and trusting yourself in that pivotal game 7 moment. I've
we
never
really
loved,
need to step up our G7
I've never
game.
Loved a metaphor for my audience more than this. That's why I wear basketball jerseys everywhere.
Okay.
Right. Damn, man. Fousey. I thought... I ain't gonna lie, I'm thinking Fousey coming in here, he about to be saying some crazy shit. Bro, this is like...
Thanks for giving me a chance.
I fuck with
of
it
course.
Though.
Thank
I
you.
It,
I yeah. love that, I'm telling you, when I think about when I first started watching on YouTube, you've come so far, you always persevere. It's like resilience. And
thank
I
you.
Like, people notice
I just,
that.
I want that message.
Your fans notice that.
They do. Yeah. And that's why I get messages like, why? I always tell them, why haven't I quit yet? What keeps me going? And then I show them one message from one person about that's, what my yeah. videos did yeah. to that person's life. And I always tell them, so the reason I don't have to like always justify myself anymore is because like you said, my real fans know.
Right.
And I always tell them because they're gifting me 32,000 subscribers in 32 days on Twitch. You have to pay for subscribers. It's ridiculous.
That's crazy, yeah.
I always tell them, I can't thank you guys with my words, but I can thank you guys with how hard I work every single day, pull out the camera, give you guys an entertaining stream. And I don't also want to be just mind-numbing content. Right. I want to give you guys something that's going to leave you with something. I want it to make you smile, make you inspired, make you motivated, make you happy, mm-hmm. give you a different perspective switch. I want to help your life. I'm selling a mindset.
Right.
I'm not selling myself.
Yeah.
I'm not selling merch. I'm selling a mindset. I want everybody watching me to G7 and get their life back up. Not only me, because we all can do it. God gave every single person a gift. It's on us to figure out what that gift is.
That bio of yours, motivational speaker, is really coming to fruition.
We had Tana on last season, and she said a lot of the similar things that you said is like, when you've been through so many things publicly, you kind of like are forced to level up and kind of evolve in a sense. Do you feel like, as crazy as it's been, like your whole public career, all of that shit that you went through was kind of, you were meant to go through that?
100%. Yeah. And I said that on my stream yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
And this is 24 hours, so you can go to my stream yesterday and see that I said it. I said, I finally understand, because I had a moment that was so just like present. Mm-hmm. I'm here. And I had so much gratitude in my heart, and everything was aligning so perfectly. And I said, I now know why I lost to Deji. I now know why I lost to Slim. I now know why the Drake incident happened. It all makes sense now. I wasn't ready for the fame the first time. I was always destined to be a star, but I wasn't ready.
Right.
God had to put me through trials and tribulations to get me stronger, sharpen my iron, so then I can come back and do it properly. And now I'm here.
Yeah.
G7 is here. Your favorite streamer's in his bedroom. I'm on TMZ verified. Hey.
All right, last question. It's from Steph. She didn't want to ask it, though. And I told her I would ask it. Are you single?
Yeah. Oh. Who's asking?
Steph.
You asked that?
Sure.
You're into Arabs?
Wild always does this every show.
I do that every time we got to do it in here,
don't
right?
Don't play with my emotions, dog.
I do that all the time.
You call her Stephanie.
I call her Heffany.
Love it.
Foosie Tube. Thanks a lot for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
It's just Foosie now.
It's just Foosie.
It's just Foosie.
No tube.
We cut off
the
tube.
We got to up our... Yeah. We got to get to G7. Hey, he said we're G6.
G6.
Wait, how do I level up to G7?
Practice. Try out again next year.
Oh. I have to wait a whole year to try out again? So you're going to come back?
Yeah.
Great.
I'll take you to Nobu after.
Okay, perfect. Same. Love it.
All right.
Thank you.
Foosie. Thanks a lot.
Twitch.tv/Foosie. Let's get it.